ברוכים הבאים, we're here again, in the show of לך דודי, פרשת וישלח. הפרשה, פרשת תולדות. פרשת תולדות, בעזרת השם, we're learning over here, the ברכות that Esav was supposed to be getting, and instead of Esav, Yaakov receives them. When Esav finds out that he lost the ברכות, he comes screaming and crying to his father, how is that possible? It says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Esav el Aviv, habracha achat hi lecha avi, barcheni gam ani avi." Vayisa Esav kolo vayef, Esav is crying, Esav is pleading, "Give me also a bracha." So Yitzchak tells him the following: "I can't give you any more brachot because I gave everything. I totally gave everything to your brother." That's the way he mentions it. He says that. And Gvir Samtiv Lach Vet Kolechav Natati Lo Leavadim V'Dagan V'Tirosh Semachtiv Ulcha Efo Ma'aseh Beni. I have nothing left for you. I made you a slave to him, which means even if I give you something, automatically Ma Shekana Evet Kana Raboy will go towards your brother. So you have nothing left. But I have a great idea how I can push you into the set of brachot as well. And he tells him the following. ויען יצחק אביו ויאמר אליו, הנה משמני הארץ יהיה מושבך ומיטל השמיים מעל. ועל חרבך תחיה ואת אחיך תעבוד, והיה כאשר תריד, ופרקת ולא מעל צוואריך. Which means, everything could be given back to you, with one condition. והיה כאשר תריד, then ופרקת ולא מעל צוואריך. As long as you don't have this thing that's called תריד, so you are a slave to him. But when it becomes תריד, ופרקת הוא לא מעל צוואריך. Now, Rashi explains, תריד means צער. When you'll have a צער. What does it mean צער? Rashi explains, כשעברו ישראל על התורה, ויהיה לך פתחון פה להצטער על הברכות שנטל, ופרקת הוא לא מעל צוואריך. Which means, when Israel will violate the Torah, then you'll have a right to come and claim back the ברכות. As long as Israel are keeping the Torah, so you have no right. So everything goes to Am Yisrael. And even if I give you something, automatically it becomes Yaakov. But if Kasher Tarid, if Am Yisrael will violate the Torah, automatically you can take out the yoke that you carry. And therefore, everything that you want, you can take for yourself. That's the way Rashi explains. Beautiful Pirush. From the Sefer Tzuachen, L'Rav Gedalia Milinich, he says the following words. Al derech ha-ne'emar, al tosif ve'al tigra. That's how we bring. Sefer Tzuachen. Sha'perushu al tosif pen tigra. What does it mean, al tosif ve'al tigra? There's two isurim in the Torah. The Torah says that one is not allowed to add on the Torah, lo tosif alav, ולא תגרה ממנו. That's what it says. In the Torah, you're not allowed to add on the mitzvot of the Torah. You're not allowed to do less. You're not allowed to deduct from the mitzvot of the Torah. The Torah is complete. You're not allowed to change anything. He wants to learn, and some say like that, that what should be the isur of lo tosif? I understand, lo tigra. Torah was given with 613 mitzvot. One that would take one out, he's taken from the Torah and violating the Torah. That's obviously not allowed. But what about the other way? If I want to add a mitzvah, what's wrong? I find out something that I like to add to be extra frum, extra religious. What's the problem with that? The answer to this is al tosif pen tigra. Why? Because when a person does extra, many times, as we're going to learn today, that causes him to deduct from his plain duty, from the Torah itself, from these obligations. There's a certain amount of obligations that we have in the Torah. And when a person does extra, more than required, many times that would bring him to all of the sun, take away from his obligations. And that's what he explains in the Sefer. אל תוסיף פן תגרה, כי לפעמים כאשר יראה היצר הרע, שאין מבוא להסב את האדם מדרכו הטוב, ישתדל בחריצותו לחדש לו איזה עניין אשר למראה העין ישפוט למצווה רבה. Which means, sometimes Yetzara comes and tries to attack a person. He comes and he tries to give him some kind of avera that he should do, and he doesn't fall into it. that sometimes he tries to give him a nisayon, a certain test, and you see the person is strong, he conquers the test. The Yetzer Hara sees in some cases that he doesn't have a hand on that person. So therefore he changes the technique. Yetzer Hara has all different cards in his pocket. He could use the card of making a person sin. And sometimes when that doesn't work, he has the joker. What is that? He could actually pull out the card that completely confuses the person. What does he do? He brings on to him a new mitzvah. Here, you become extra religious. That's wonderful. Extra religious? Who doesn't want to be more religious than it's required? Let's go. Let's do an extra mitzvah. Why not? We love mitzvot. So he says, לפעמים כאשר ראה עץ הרע שאין מבוא להסב את האדם מדרכו הטוב. Sometimes when he sees the עץ הרע, that he's not able to penetrate to the heart of a person and make him sin, ישתדל בחריצותו לחדש לו איזה עניין אשר למראה העין ישפוט למצווה רבה. The עץ הרע brings him a certain thing that the person sees as a mitzvah rabah, great mitzvah, wonderful, such a mitzvah, let's jump on this, let's do this. When he does such a thing, and the person falls into that, בקרבו תמן רשתו אשר ילכוד בה. He puts actually a big net that now the person would fall into it and would be able to now fall and do the sin. Why? Because that reshet אשר ילכוד בה כוונתו להטרידו מעבודת השם יתברך. Sometimes when a person does extra, and we're going to learn today, automatically, because of that, you'll see him sinning in different ways. וזהו, that's what it says in the pasuk, והיה כאשר תריד, שכוונתו שתעשה לאדם תריד מצוות, ותוסיף על תרייג, אז תפרוק ממנו עול מלכות שמיים, וזהו פרקת עולו מעל צוואריך. Which means, it says in the pasuk, והיה כאשר תריד. תריד is תרייג plus another one. That's the gematria. תרייג. Is 613. Tarid is 614. So when a person sometimes add a mitzvah on the obligation that he already has, he has the amount of 613 mitzvot. And now he would add and do 614 mitzvot because he would add some kind of chumrah, some kind of mitzvah, something extra. Because of that, many times, it says, "Ufarakta ulo me'al tzavarecha." The Yetzer Hara gets a hand on him, grabs him now. He gave him an extra mitzvah. Sometimes with that, he would be able to make him fall. And that's what he explains over here. I was thinking to add to this beautifully that when Lavan had Yaakov in his house, all the time, Lavan was a rasha, but Lavan was constantly like on a cover-up. As we see in the Psukim, when he goes and he meets Eliezer, Ata Beruch Hashem, Piniti Abayit, come to my house, everything is clean. He speaks to him with Beruch Hashem. He speaks to him in Lashon Shem Shamayim Shgura Befiv. Lavan was Oved Avodah Zarah. He just took out the Avodah Zarah from his house, he says. Where did he get this Lashon of Beruch Hashem? He speaks to him with Shem Shamayim Shagur Bepip. Lavan was a cover-up. That's why it's called Lavan. Lavan means white. When a person is overly white, you can suspect that inside is not so white. So Mimele, Yaakov Avinu, when he lived with Lavan that long, in the end, when he sends a message to Esav, the message is the following. He sends to him and he says, וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו אל עשיו אחיו ארצה סיר שדה אדום. ויצב אותם לאמור. This is the message you should give Esav. כה תאמרו לאדוני לאסף, כה אמר עבדך יעקב, אם לבן גרתי ואיחר הדתה. I was living with לבן all that time, and I'm late up to now. I delayed up to now. What does he mean to say, with לבן I lived? Says רשי, גרתי בקמטריית תרייג. גרתי, if you take that and you make the number, it will come out to 613. כלומר, אם לבן הרשע גרתי, ותרייק מצוות שמרתי, ולא למדתי ממעשיו הרעים. He sends a message to Esav, you should know that I lived with Lavan, and I still kept the 613 מצוות, And I did not learn from his bad actions, from his bad acts, from his bad behavior. So what does he want to say by that? Then Farshim explained, if you take a look at this, if they're Chachamim, he explains that therefore you don't have the ability to have that bracha come true of Ve'ayaka, Sher Tarid Ufarakta Ulo Me'al Tzavarecha, because I kept the Torah. So therefore you don't have the strength over me. You can't actually hurt me in any way, because you don't have that Ve'ayaka Asher Tarid. But according to the way we're saying right now, it comes out to say the opposite from the normal way of learning. Normally you learn, I kept the Torah and the mitzvot, and I kept 613 mitzvot. I did not do less than those mitzvot. Now maybe we're saying the opposite according to this perush that we saw now. That what he comes to tell him is the following. I kept 613 mitzvot and I didn't do extra. I kept it exactly. I didn't create an extra mitzvah. You would think that under Lavan, that was such a manipulator that you would see him, you would say that you have to be very religious. You see Lavan probably prayed long Shmon Esre, wore a very long robe. That the tzaddikim wear, a very big kippah, and with that he was able to permit himself to manipulate everybody with the show that is very religious. So Yaakov sends a Esav message, although I was with Lavan, I didn't learn lo lamati mima'asav ha'raim. What does it mean lo lamati mima'asav ha'raim? I didn't learn how to cheat, how to take people and actually be able to show them I'm overly religious when I'm really not. And therefore, I kept exactly the 613 mitzvot. I kept the law. I didn't do less and I didn't do more. But the main point that he's trying to tell him is that he wasn't able to fool me to that extent that I would do extra. As the Tzvot Chen explains, that a person sometimes would be cheated by the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara sees he can't get to him, he would give him an extra mitzvah, and with that he would able to penetrate to his heart and make him sin. I was thinking to myself, how does it happen that a person actually, because he's doing extra, he would sin? And the explanation to that could be in two ways. Some people actually do averot. They can't, they have the Yetzer Hara conquering their ways, and they can't handle it, and they do averot. So therefore, in order to be able to live good with yourself, you feel guilty. A person can't live his life with guilt. And therefore, how are you able to wake up in the morning and go through your day with such a feeling? If you can cover it up with something else, you'll do a mitzvah somewhere else, you create something extra, you become extra frum, extra religious, and with that, you say to yourself, okay, look, I'm not perfect over here, but look how I am over here. I'm so pious, I'm such a tzaddik, I'm so religious, I'm so good, I do extra. Look at me. So therefore, a person with that appeases himself and takes away the feeling of guilt. That's one way. Another way is sometimes when a person does extra, mimele he feels that he's already overdoing, and therefore it permits him to take some discount somewhere else. It's like a person that puts money in a bank. When you put over, you're putting much more than needed. Though your obligation is not to put so much. You have now more than you need. So therefore you feel free to take some, to withdraw some money over here as well. A person that would do extra, sometimes that would permit him, tell him, look, I'm doing so well, I'm so religious, I'm such a tzaddik, so therefore I could do some things. Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to balance. So therefore, such a thing is very, very dangerous. Al tosif pentigra. That's what he says. And therefore, Yaakov sends a message to Esav, im Lavan garti v'echarad ata. Im Lavan garti en taryag mitzvot shamarti. I kept exactly those taryag mitzvot velo lamati mima'asav haraim. And this is the ma'asim haraim, that those chumrot that I saw by Lavan, the way he was behaving, the way he was extra religious when he came to Eliezer, bo beruch Hashem, lama ta'amot b'chut, piniti abayit, Rashi says, piniti abayit mi'avodah zara. That extra religious behavior could be very, very suspicious. And maybe with that we can explain that the pasuk calls Lavan ושמו לבן, ולרבקה אח, ושמו לבן. רבקה has a brother, and his name was לבן. דור חיים הקדוש tells us a יסוד. He says that in the Midrash Rabbah, it says the following, צדיקים שמם קודם להם. Whenever the Torah presents a tzaddik, whenever the Torah introduces a tzaddik, it always says ushmo and then his name. For instance, ushmo Boaz. In Ruth it says ushmo Boaz. First ushmo, then his name Boaz. For instance, Shema Ish Elimelech. So Shema Ish, you know that it's a tzaddik. Shema Ish and then his name Elimelech. By Rashaim says the Midrash Rabbah the opposite. For instance, by Naval that he was interacting with David HaMelech and he was a bad man, it says over there, Naval Shemo, not Shemo Naval, because he wasn't a tzaddik, he was a rasha. And therefore it says, Naval Shemo. So Chaim HaKadosh wants to know, why is it by Lavan, which was a rasha, why does it say in the Pasuk, Ushmo Lavan? It should have said, Lavan Shemo. Why is it that it says Shemo Lavan? And then the Chaim HaKadosh brings his own perush, he wants to say, that because over here he did a maaset tzidkut, that he saw that Rivka was approached by Eliezer, maybe something over here not clean happened, so therefore he was mekaneh for his sister, and he ran to see why is it that Eliezer was speaking to his sister. That's the perush of Aruch Haim HaKadosh. But the way we want to explain is the following. Ushmo Lavan means normally a tzaddik. Over here, the Torah comes to tell us that Lavan, on the outside, behaved like a tzaddik. If you saw Lavan, Lavan wasn't behaving bad. Lavan was a respectful man. Lavan was a religious man. Lavan went to shul together with Eliezer when he met Eliezer. Lavan, when he met Eliezer, gave him kosher food. He benched with him. That's the way he's talking over here. That's the way we see that he's approaching him. The whole conversation back and forth with Eliezer was with a very high level of Yirat Shamayim, seems like, the way he was talking, the way he was handling things. He's saying that let's ask the sister if she wants to go, if she doesn't want to go. Then they say, Vayan Lavan uvetuel, Vayomu me'ashem, me'adonai yatsa hadavar, lo nuchal lidaber elecha ra otov. Beautiful, such a talk. Everything is from Hashem. We don't have a right to say bad or good. We don't have to make a decision. Hashem makes the decisions for everything. How did Lavan become so religious? Rather, because Lavan is a cover-up. And that's what the Pasuk says. The cover-up means, Ushmo Lavan, because his behavior was a cover-up, because he looks religious, therefore, Ushmo Lavan. And the same thing would be in the parasha of our parasha, Parashat Toldot, when the Torah introduces Esav, it says the same thing, that Esav was born. How does the Torah call Esav? Vayetza arishon admoni kulo akaderet sear, vayikreu shemo Esav. Whoops. Or Chaim HaKadosh told us that whenever it's shemo, and then the name is a tzaddik, how is Esav becoming a tzaddik over here? The answer to that is because Esav had the same character traits as Lavan, which means he was covering up everything that he did. And therefore we found that when he went to his father, he asked him, Ketzad me'asrim et ha-melach ve'et ha-teven. Those were the questions that Esav used to ask his father. And therefore it says in the Pasuk that Esav was not only cheating his father, he's cheating all over. We see that Yodea tzaid latzudu leramot et aviv befiv. Sho'alo abba, ech me'asrim et ha-melach ve'et ha-teven. The Ramban even says, fascinating, that why is it that Yaakov, Shem Shamayim, Ayah Shagur Befiv, and over here he says, Akol Kol Yaakov, Ayadayim Yedei Esav, it doesn't sound like the way Esav is talking. All of the sudden he says, Baruch Hashem, all kind of words like that. So Ramban explained, why is it that Esav never says the words of Hashem? Why is Shem Shamayim and Oshagur Befif? So Ramban says that the Yitzchak Avinu thought that since Esav is constantly in places that are unclean, is in the field, is places that you can say Shem Hashem, so he took upon himself not to say Shem Hashem, not to be nichshal to say them in a place that's unclean. Which means Esav presented to his father to be such a tzaddik, he was merameh, His father, as Rashi tells us of it, Yodea Tzaid. Yodea Tzaid, what kind of hunt? He was hunting his father, Latsudu Leramot Et Aviv Befiv, with showing his righteousness. We see that whenever Esav became 40, he decided, oops, it's time to get married. It's time to, why? My father got married in this age, so I have to go in my father's ways. Such a tzaddik, such a beautiful behavior. It goes over and over again and again. We see that character trait by Esav. So Mimele, the Torah tells us over here that idea that Ushmo Esav. Why? Because he looks and presented himself as a tzaddik, although he was far from being such a person. And that is what we're learning in the parasha over here. How do you know if somebody is a tzaddik or is playing the game? If you see him over religious. This is how the Alkut Me'am Lo has explained his parashat Shemini. He says, if you see someone that's over religious, extra frum, you have to suspect such a person. This is what actually the Chazir is doing. The Chazir picks up his legs and shows everybody, I'm a tzaddik. Look at me, I'm tahor. Why the Chazir needs to show everybody? He could have walked regular without showing anybody. Rather, when a person is tameh, he needs to show that off, that he's a tzaddik. He needs to cover up for the explanation we said before. He can't handle that, or in order to permit him those averot that he wants to do, he has to show off. Without showing off, what's the interest that he needs to do all these things? So when you see a person that's behaving extra religious, you see a person that shackles too much in the tefillah, davens in a way that looks to you that it's not 100% honest and sincere. You see a person that goes up to the Torah and all of a sudden he says the bracha very, very, very lengthy, and you see that he's closing his eyes and makes believe that he's in kavanot, he's in olamot elyonim. Many, many times, those are games that a person plays, and with that, he feels very good, that the people feel that he's such a tzaddik. The Pasuk told us that openly. They said, the Torah says, lo tosif alav velo tigra mimeno, which means the Torah is complete, don't add to the Torah, and don't take away from the mitzvot of the Torah, which means like this, if a person does more than require, vaya kitarid, person adds an extra mitzvah on the taryag, and he does tarid, such a thing is disgraceful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us a complete Torah. Hashem felt that with this Torah, with the 613 mitzvot, this is how a person could actually reach Olam Haba. This is how a person could reach Shelemut. This is how a person becomes united and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There comes a person right now and says, 1 minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm smarter than you. I have an extra mitzvah. I have over here something that you didn't think of. I'm becoming more religious than you required. Such a thing is definitely a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason you're not allowed to add a mitzvah on the Torah, he says, Ki Adon HaMetzaveh Otanu Al HaTorah Baruch Hu B'Tachlit HaShlemut. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete, V'Chol Ma'asav V'Chol Tzivuyayim Hem Shlemim V'Tovim, the Torah that Hashem commanded us is complete and good. V'Tosefet Bahem Chisaron. When you add something, you're actually deducting. What does that mean? That's exactly the way we explain. Because when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're saying, 1 minute, you missed out. So I have better idea than you. I have some things that you didn't think of and you didn't put in the Torah. With that, actually, that's a chisaron. That shows that you're not doing the Torah. You're not worshiping Hashem. You're worshiping your mind, the way you think things should happen. It's a new religion. It's not the Judaism. The Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam, writes in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Aleph, he says, Ezhir min ha-tosefet u-min ha-migrat. The Torah warns us not to add on the mitzvot and not to deduct, but not to add. Why? Ki ze haya mevi la-shchit chukei ha-Torah ve-lachshov bahem she-enam min ha-boreh. Which means, if a person adds on the mitzvot of the Torah, that actually brings the opposite result. That's mashchit chukei ha-Torah. That destroys the laws of the Torah. And it brings people to think that those are not commanded from Hashem. When you see people that are acting in such a way, many, many times, you'll see that those that are watching them, those that are viewing them, come out to say, is that the Torah? This is how the Torah commands people to behave. This is Chilul Hashem. Many times when a person thinks that he's overly religious, he brings out, because of that Chilul Hashem, people that want to come close already to Hashem, they're saying, if this is the way the religious people behave, I don't want to be part of it. This is not something that's moral. That's not the way a person should behave. And the Torah already warns us on those things, and the Gemara warns us many, many places. For instance, the Gemara in Sota Kaf Bet, the Gemara says over there, Shiv'a Prushim Hem. The Gemara classifies seven different Prushim. Prushim means people that stay away from Averot in a very religious way. So those people that bring on themselves all kind of different prishut, which means they don't do certain things, they become extra religious. Those things, the Gemara went and classified them into seven different categories. Each one, the Gemara pinpoint exactly what's wrong with this one. What is it and what's wrong with this one? So the Rambam writes over there in Perusha Mishnayot, he says that such people are rasha arum, the wicked and the manipulators, the liars, the cheaters, anshei ha-tachbula, זה שהחכמים קוראים עצמם פרושים להיותם מופרשים בני אדם שיש להם חסרונות. People that stay away from others that feel, oh, it's not too good for me. You see kids, you say, my kids can't play with those kids. They're not religious enough for us. Or you're not going to associate with them. That's not good enough for me. זה שחכמים קוראים עצמם פרושים להיות מופרשים מבני אדם שיש להם חסרונות. ויש מבני אדם שמתפארים ומראים לבני אדם שהוא פרוש מן המסים המגונים, usually goes hand in hand, that those people that stay away from others that don't feel that it's their level of religion, they're not as good as me, so those people that feel that way, they usually are mitpa'er, which means they show off. It's not enough that they do such a thing, they're doing it, but they need to show off, because that is their motive over here. That's what brings them. You need to remember that always, the rule is that wherever a person is in religious standard, he always looks at those that are less than him as modern orthodox, not religious enough, they're wrong. And those that do extra more than him, he always looks at them as extra ultra religious, too much. That's already doing overboard. I'm just right. That's the level that's correct. Those that do less than me, they're wrong. And they're much less religious. Those that do extra more than me, they're wrong because they're much more religious. And therefore, I'm right in the right place. And it's not enough that they need to show that off normally. And therefore, Chazal said that Shiv'a Prushim Hem, says the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayot. Umanu bahem kol mi shehitpa'er bayahadut lesiba misibot ha'olam kedei shechabdu am. Why do people become Prushim? It's only for one reason. Because they want to get the honor, the respect. So therefore, this is the way they're going to do it. Another way that we explained before is sometimes to cover up for other sins that come together with that. But when a person receives such honor, such kavod, so that is a strong motive for a person to become so religious. And you'll see that whenever you'll ignore the person that becomes ultra religious, you see that everything falls apart all of the sudden. He's not doing all these extra things, all these chumrot that he was doing them till now. In Perusha Mishnayot Kapach, he brings down the following. He says the Rambam translates, Hem mosifim al ma shehem chayavim. Those people add more than the obligated in the Torah. Umagzimim bechitzoyuniyutam. They're doing extra in front of people in order to cheat them, they gnov dat habriot, manipulate them, and therefore, because of that, mamisim et haTorah, they make people disgusted when they see the Torah, they see the religion, and that is the way the Mefarshim explain. You take a look at Rav Shimshon HaFal Hirsch, for instance, and many more Mefarshim, that they explain this is actually the very beginning sin. When you take a look at Chet Adam HaRishon, you take a look at the very first sin that we found in the Torah, that was the sin of eating from Etz Hadat. What happened over there is that
when the Nahash came to Chava and asked her, what did Hashem tell you about this tree? What's wrong with this tree? Why not eating from this tree? So she answered him that this is what Hashem said. Vatomer ha'isha el ha'nachash mipri etz ha'gan nochel. We are allowed to eat from any other tree. ומפרי העץ אשר בתוך הגן אמר אלוהים לא תאכלו ממנו ולא תיגעו בו פן תמותון. Which means she added on what Hashem said. Hashem didn't say you're not allowed to touch the tree. So the Chava over here told Nahash that not only that Hashem said you're not allowed to eat from the tree, but you're not even allowed to touch it. לא תאכלו ממנו ולא תיגעו בו פן תמותון. So since she added over here an extra mitzvah where Hashem never meant to say it and he didn't say it, Osifa la tzivui Rashi says, Lefichach ba lidei giraon. That's what it says in Mishlei. Al tosef al devarav. You're not allowed to add words on what Hashem Yitbarach said. So Nachash, that is the Yetzer Hara, Chazal tell us, picked on that idea that we said before. Whenever the Yetzer Hara sees that he's not able to get to you by doing the wrong thing, so he'll get to you by giving you extra, doing more. And once you do more, al tosif pendiga, you're going to fall and do averot afterwards. This is how he puts you under his net. So over here, that is what exactly happened. He told her, what happened with this tree? Hoping that she's going to become extra religious now because the Nahash is coming to manipulate her in order to make her eat from the tree. So she's going to take extra caution over here. She'll make herself some kind of fences. So she said, no, Hashem said, don't touch and don't eat. So he told her, really? He pushed her onto the tree and he told her, you see, nothing happened to you. Just like nothing happened to you by not by the fact that you're not allowed to touch it. Nothing is going to happen to you also if you eat it. Don't worry about it. And this is how she actually sinned with Chetz Etz Adat. You take a look that Rav Shimshon Nefal Hirsch explains that one is allowed to make fences for the mitzvot. Chazal do that all the time. But you need to know that that's a fence. That's not the mitzvah itself. That's not the avera itself. It's only a fence that one needs to know that don't make this more important than the avera itself. Many times people take the extras and they bring it above the Torah. They say that they give it chashivut, the more makpid on those chumrot, on those extras, than the Torah itself. And therefore you find such a thing many times, that in order to keep a certain chumrah that people have, they're willing to step on other people, they're willing to embarrass other people, they're willing to hurt other people, because they have that chumrah, so they're not allowed to change what they want, and they'll give it full force to the other person, in order to make sure that they're not gonna violate that extra thing that they received upon themselves. And that is something that is wrong, says of Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, that you're not allowed to take the siag, the fence, and make it worse than the thing itself. And that is how Rav Volbe in Ale Shur explains the idea called frumkeit. Frumkeit is over-religious. In Yiddish, it means that a person is very religious. He takes all kind of things that are not actually the Torah, but he becomes with that very religious. Now he explains that Fumkeit is not some kind of thing that a person does when he's a tzaddik, when he's a Yirat Shamayim. It doesn't come from Tzidkut or Yirat Shamayim. Rather, it comes just like a regular instinct of an animal, which means even animals have instincts, and we all have different instincts. And over here, that's a certain thing that Hashem created within our system, that whenever we come across things, we become extra frum. Many of us in different ways. Some people in that way, some people in this way. Some people have it more and some people have it less. But the common denominator is that frumkeit, it's not something that you actually worked on. It's not something that you actually built. When we're talking about Yirat Shamayim Teorah, we're talking about somebody that actually would be considered to be Yirat Shamayim, somebody that would actually elevate to have more Olam Haba, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't come without work. Everything in the Torah requires work. If you want to consider yourself Yirat Shamayim, is something that you have to work. If you feel that it's an instinct that you didn't work, it comes automatically, it's davar pasul. It's supposed to come and help you do the right things. That's the purpose of that. Every instinct comes to help you do the right thing. You see something that's very scary, so you run away, or you freeze, or you fight. Those things that you do is because that those are the instinct of a person that Hashem created within him in order to deal with the situation. And therefore, Hashem also gave us such a feeling that we can have some kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have such a thing called Frumkeit. But it doesn't, you're not going to get a sachar for it, and you're not praiseworthy for having such an instinct. Only if you're using it correctly. Now, when you come across, usually Frumkeit is very selfish, which means you'll see yourself and you're not going to see anybody else if you're using the tool of the Frumkeit, of the extra ultra religious. Why? Because it really comes to serve you in order to make you feel better, in order to make you feel that you are more religious, in order to make you feel that you're more honorable, in order to make you feel that the one that you are interacting with is not as good as you. I'm more religious than him. Look at him. I'm learning better than him. I'm praying better than him. I'm doing better than him. He's a nobody. Who is he? That's the way that he's going to get. That's the feeling that Frumkeit will feed you. That's the way it'll make you feel about others and about yourself. He's supposed to make you feel good. And this is something that is wrong, because in Torah, you can't feel that the other person is inferior to you. Once you feel that you are more elevated and we feel that the other person is more inferior to you, even if he comes with those religious feelings, you know that you're on the wrong track. And this is what the Torah says over here again. Vaya ki tarid, extra mitzvah on the taryag mitzvot, you become taryad mitzvot. That is the road to become totally off, slowly, you're in the wrong road. Once you do more, many times that would lead you to start doing less, as we explained before, the reasoning. Thank you very much.